Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. We've domesticated dogs, cats, and livestock, but did you know we've gotten good at domesticating yeast?
Belgian scientists determined the genomic sequences of 157 industrial yeast strains, and they all arose from just a few ancestors. In fact, our cultivation of those yeasts have made them incapable of surviving in nature.
The earliest literate people left the first surviving evidence of humans domesticating yeast. They're the Sumerians who lived in the Fertile Crescent in modern-day Iraq. Evidence that they used barley to make beer are found on pottery with residue of beer fermentation.
Human selection and breeding of yeast have allowed them to thrive in man-made environments. In the recent studies, scientists learned from sequencing all 157 strains that these industrial yeast fell into five groups: Asian strains, such as those used to produce sake, yeast for wine and bread, and two groups for making beer.
The beer yeast show more genetic adaptations and can be subdivided based on geography. For example, the ones in the U.S. split off from those in the United Kingdom sometime between 1607 and 1637.
Since beer yeast spend almost all their time engaged in beer fermentation, they are more diverse. They're also less resistant to stress and lose the ability to form spores because they no longer need to survive in nature.
On the other hand, many wine yeasts spend most of their time in and around vineyards or the guts of insects and only engage in wine fermentation for a short period of time. So they're closer to yeast found in the wild.
The next time you crack open a brew, think of the amazing history in your hand.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.